Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Happy to have you with us today. It's been fascinating, and what a mess we are facing in Washington, D.C. It has really been incredible to see what's been happening, what's been transpiring over, the past 24 hours as we are beginning to get a glimpse of the coup and the inner workings of the coup that nearly took down Donald J. Trump. Now, we've got some new intel coming out. President Obama, by the way, deciding to weigh in. And we now have Tulsi Gabbard's response to Barack Obama as Obama tried to refute all of the reporting that came out. But it's only looking worse for Barack Obama right now. And it's really, really looking bad for Hillary Clinton. As a matter of fact, the new intel, and this is what's fascinating, is that the Russians did, in fact, have dirt. And that was the big report. That was the Russia collusion hoax, was that the Russians had dirt on Donald Trump, and that Donald Trump was some sort of a covert agent, a secret agent working for the Russians, and that Vladimir Putin was going to do his best to make sure that Donald Trump was the president of the United States. That was the crux of the Russia collusion hoax, all right, which we now know to be all completely false. But it turns out the Russians did have dirt on a 2016 presidential campaign. It turned out to be Hillary Clinton's campaign. That's the new intel that's coming out. This is insane. But according to the new intel that was released just a couple of hours ago by Tulsi Gabbard, who is the Director of National Intelligence, and Tulsi Gabbard is doing a brilliant job of this, it turns out that the Democrat Party was very concerned about Hillary Clinton's health during the 2016 presidential race. And the Russians knew that. You might remember, and there were some weird moments where Hillary Clinton, remember the van incident where she collapsed and they literally had to shove her face first into a van? It was very strange. According to the intel that was released by Tulsi Gabbard, Hillary Clinton had what they were classified as intensified psycho-emotional problems. She was surviving on heavy tranquilizers and was apparently obsessed with power. So the Russians knew all of this, and the Russians did not release any of this information. They didn't leak any of this. And you know why? Because the Russians, it turns out, were actually wanting Hillary Clinton to become president. They were protecting her campaign, not Donald Trump's. They were protecting her campaign. And Obama knew all of this. He knew all of it. And yet he ordered his administration to release what he knew, and by the way, what his administration knew, were phony documents and accusations against Donald Trump. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are living in an extraordinary time where we now know, based on all of this evidence, that it was, and many of you, let me stop here for just a moment, because many of you are, and we'll go back and read what Obama had to say in just a moment, but many people are saying, well, wait a second, the Senate didn't find any of this. That's because the Senate did not have these documents. So we're talking about new intel here that has surfaced. But this was a very well planned out, very well orchestrated coup attempt. And no one was meant to know about this at all, right? Nobody. And the reason why is because going back to 2016, nobody thought that Donald Trump was actually going to win the election. As a matter of fact, I think even some folks inside the Trump campaign were shocked that Trump won. So that's why all of this unraveled. And then they had to come up with a plan B. This is not looking good for Barack Hussein Obama. Now, I want to suggest something here, and this is really for the Republicans, and we have a lot of Republican lawmakers that listen to this program. A lot of them. We are a nation of laws, and we've got to play this by the book. Whatever happens next has to be done by the book. And if, in fact, there is incontrovertible evidence that President Obama orchestrated the coup, so if everything that has been alleged in these documents is true, then he has to suffer the consequences for that. Nobody in this country is above the law, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I've been hearing the concerns from folks that, well, if Obama gets arrested, there'll be rioting, cities will burn, there will be fighting, there will be open warfare in the streets. And that very well may happen. I don't think it would, but it could. And if that's the case, then so be it. Because we are still a nation of laws, and we have to make sure that not only the people of America, but also the people of the world understand that we are a republic, not a banana republic, and we're not going to tolerate coups. We don't do that in this country. So it seems to me the only course of action is for us to move forward and start arresting people. And again, by the book. So there's a process. You just can't go out and arrest somebody like Barack Obama. You've got to go through the chain of command to make sure all of this happens. And I think we need to start that process. What I find disturbing is we have yet to hear anything from the Attorney General, Pam Bondi. And it concerns me because they've been yammering around the clock about everything else under the sun except for this. And there may be a good reason for that. Or it could be that they don't plan on pursuing this. And if that's the case, then Pam Bondi's gone. I mean, it really is that simple. So we're going to follow all of the latest intel here. There's a lot happening in real time, and I will try to bring that information to you and provide you with real-time analysis. But my question is very simple. If, in fact, all of this is true, do we move ahead with the next step? And the next shoe to drop would be to start arresting members of the Obama administration. And hear me on this, and here's what I think ought to happen. I think initially, instead of just going right out and arresting Obama, I would certainly confiscate his passport. But what I would do is start arresting all the underlings. I'm talking about all the little, you know, at the time, the 24, 25, 26-year-olds that were doing all the dirty work, that were doing all the lead work. Those people have to be arrested. And what you do is you put them all into a room and say, all right, guys, here's the deal. You're all facing treason charges. And here's the deal. Whoever speaks first and dishes the dirt, you get immunity. Everybody else, you go to jail. I mean, that's how I would do it. And at that point, see what happens. I would say by the time this is all said and done, we could end up having several hundred people in jail because of what they did here. And Donald Trump, he's done. Donald Trump, he's in the process of being vindicated. We all know he didn't do what is alleged here. We all know that. But until Barack Obama and the others, Hillary Clinton, Susan Rice, James Comey, until they're all in jail, the president will not be fully vindicated. And that's why Trump is writing what he's writing. That's why he's posting the memes of Obama getting arrested. He is signaling very clearly what he expects to see happen. All right, we've got to take a break here. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. You know, Mike has a passion to help everybody get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by creating the best pillow. He also created the best bed sheets ever. Mike is offering the best deal on his Percale bed sheets. You can get a set for as low as $24.98. The MyPillow Percale bed sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. They look great. They feel great. And that means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Also, for a limited time, when you order over $100 worth of merch, you're going to get $100 in free digital gifts. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $24.98. Order now or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS. That's 800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS. Welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I love what Congressman John Rose out of Tennessee, he represents the 6th Congressional District, and he had to say this: we don't need more hearings, reports, or tough talk on the Russia collusion hoax. If there's evidence this was manufactured, those who attempted to subvert the will of the American people must be arrested. It's time for accountability, not more political grandstanding. Thank you, Congressman. Finally, somebody up on Capitol Hill is clearly listening to this program. This is not for a congressional hearing. This is not for another reality TV show. This is now up to the Justice Department. Pam Bondi needs to step up to the plate, and we need to hear from them. I mean, this has been going on for, what, 3 days now? 3 days? And we haven't heard anything from the Justice Department. But the congressman is absolutely right. We have had hearings out the wazoo. There's no need for any more hearings. There's no need to squander time or resources or our money on another hearing. Let's let the Justice Department do their job and start arresting these people. And the question is, who gets arrested first? I still think you have to go with the underlings because they're going to need people to spill the beans. And trust me, there is no honor in this bunch. So they're going to be plenty of rats in the mix. Just plenty of rats, I'm telling you. All right. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, real quick. And we were so slammed yesterday. I really didn't have a lot of time to talk about this, but I've got to tell you, thank you. We are just under about $2,000 right now away from our campaign goal of $20,000. We have been helping our good friends in the Texas Hill Country for the past 2 weeks. So get this. And I want you to step back and think about this. In under 2 weeks, we have raised almost $20,000 for the good people of the Texas Hill Country. And that has to do exclusively with you. I do want to share a word here. Sally Hernandez, we got a message from her. Sally is the sheriff of Travis County. And she said, words fall short when trying to describe the devastation the flood caused. These communities are hurting, and it has been our goal to serve and protect them to the best of our ability. And we remain committed to that mission. So she's right. The mission goes on, but we're in the home stretch and we need your help. And you can do that by going to ToddStearns.com. Just scroll down. You will see the Help Texas Disaster Relief banner. Click on that and you'll be able to donate online. You can also pick up the phone and you can call 855-348-4673. That's 855-348-4673. Now, later on in the show, the last hour of the show, we're going to be giving a shout out to all of you who made donations today. We've been doing this every day, and it's really an honor to be able to call out names and cities of people that are lending a helping hand. Also want to say thank you to all of our St. Louis listeners. You guys get the show a little bit later on in the evening, but we can tell because the donations start popping up as soon as the show starts airing in St. Louis. And I just want to say thank you to all of our St. Louis listeners. You guys are just amazing. So look, I want to explain what's in these emergency relief kits. Every family for $50 gets a single family an emergency relief kit. And we're talking about very important and necessary hygiene items, diapers for babies, emergency medical supplies, and also some things for the children, coloring books and little toys for the children who lost everything. And the kids just don't have anything. So that's why your help is so necessary. And, of course, we're working in the distribution part of it with Food for the Poor. They have boots on the ground in San Antonio, and they are delivering the shipments. They've already started to deliver the emergency relief supplies to our friends in the Texas Hill Country. So, again, we're less than $2,000 away from meeting our goal, and I'm hoping we're going to be able to do that today. So far, you ready for this, folks? So far, over 4,000 emergency relief kits have been sent to the area. So God bless you all for your great help. Again, ToddStarnes.com. Look for the red banner. You may have to scroll down a little bit, but it should be at the top of the page. And you can also call 855-348-4673. That's 855-348-4673. Another story we've been looking at is what's happening with the Jeffrey Epstein case. And the allegations out there are that President Trump is using the Russia collusion story to push the Epstein story to the back burner. And I don't think that's the case. I really don't. First of all, Donald Trump has nothing to do with the Epstein files. And I know over the last 24 hours, they've been releasing all these photos. Oh, we have newly surfaced photos. Okay, first of all, the photos are not newly surfaced. The photos are from the 1990s. The photos have been out there for a very long time. It's not like there were super secret photos of Trump and Epstein together at parties and weddings. And at the time, Epstein had not been charged with a single crime. So what's the problem there? I mean, really, what is the problem? So they're trying to make a lot out of this, but I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think this is a big deal. I really don't. Do we need to see the files? Yes, we do. But that's not the reason why Donald Trump is so focused right now on the Russia collusion. Donald Trump is focused on Russia collusion because they raided his home. They raided his wife's bedroom, his teenage son's bedroom. They dragged him through the mud. They tried to portray Donald Trump as some sort of a traitor to his country. And Donald Trump is wanting justice right now. All right, let's go to the phones, 901-260-5926. Paul in Gainesville, Georgia. Hi, Paul. What's on your mind?
Hey, Donald Trump made great inroads in the black community during the November election. I believe if we go ahead and in any way charge Barack Obama with any crime whatsoever, we will lose 60% of the upcoming midterm election.
How did you come to that conclusion?
Well, I believe in the black community, Barack Obama is almost a saint. You know, he was the first so-called black president. Everybody loved him. He was a great speaker. And a majority of folks I know, my friends, think of him as a role model for blacks. And if we go ahead and charge him with a crime or prosecute him in any way, I believe we're going to turn off the black majority that was going towards Donald Trump, but will now just go away.
So you think if we move forward on these allegations that the Republicans would lose the midterm elections?
Well, not only with Barack Obama. Other people is different. Barack Obama is almost a saint in the black community.
Wow, St. Barry. Wow. Is that true, though? I mean, does the black... I never really felt like after it was all said and done that the black community really thought they got anything out of the Obama presidency. I don't know. Paul, it's a good thought. We're going to throw that out there. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul from Georgia says if we move forward on this, we lose the midterms because the black community believes that Barack Obama is a saint. What if we just arrest the white part of Obama? What about that? 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. America was built on stories of courage, sacrifice, faith, and freedom. But somewhere along the way, we stopped telling those stories, and that's why I want to tell you about Angel Studios, a platform that's bringing those stories back, stories that honor our values, stories that remind us of who we are. They've released films like The Sound of Freedom, A Bold Stand Against Child Trafficking. They brought us the Tuttle Twins, teaching our kids what public schools will not, about liberty, personal responsibility, and the foundations of this great nation. With the King of Kings, they're showing the world that Jesus Christ is still the greatest story ever told. And new projects like The Last Rodeo and Green and Gold celebrate the heart of America, hard work, family, and legacy. But here's what makes Angel different. You get a voice. When you join the Angel Guild, you don't just watch the films. You help decide what gets made. You support the kind of stories that make this country strong. And you become a part of a movement to preserve the values we hold dear. This is how we take our culture back, by standing for truth one story at a time. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. And, man, we appreciate you. I was checking the donations, and they are beginning to roll in. I think we're going to be able to hit our goal of $20,000 today. We're just about $2,000 shy. Head over to ToddStearns.com. Scroll down. You'll find the Texas Relief, that red graphic. Just click on that, and you'll be able to lend a helping hand to our efforts. You know, it's interesting. President Trump really upset with Rupert Murdoch and the Wall Street Journal for all of the fake news scandals. Here's what gets me. If Trump really wants to stick it to Rupert, he would just ban all of his administration from showing up on Fox News Channel. I mean, that to me seems to be a pretty simple punishment, because right now the Trump administration is using Fox exclusively as their mouthpiece. Why not just put a moratorium on that and ban everybody from showing up on Fox. Let the administration officials go on Newsmax. I mean, why don't we just do that instead? Anyway, good to have you back with us. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So look, this is a little weird, but I want to share this with you, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this as well. Speaker Mike Johnson says that there's not going to be any Jeffrey Epstein vote on the House floor before the chamber goes on August recess. So they're literally wrapping up business, I believe, today, and they're leaving early. So because Johnson doesn't want anybody voting on Jeffrey Epstein. According to Johnson, he said, my belief is we need the administration to have the space to do what it is doing, and if further congressional action is necessary or appropriate, then we'll look at that. But I don't think we're at that point right now, because we agree with the president. So what Johnson is, because right now you probably have about 10 Republicans that are siding with the Democrats, and there is a Democrat resolution to release all the Epstein files. There are a lot of Republicans that also want those files released. The news coming after the House Rules Committee advanced the measure last week. This is from The Hill's reporting of it. So we will see how all this plays out. But anyway, Johnson is thinking people are going to forget about it by the time they come back in September. Johnson was asked if the House will vote on the resolution before leaving Washington, and he said flat out, absolutely not. Absolutely not. So my question, ladies and gentlemen, are you good with that? Is it time to put a pin in the Epstein case and just move on? Or do you really want to see these documents come out? 901-260-5926, our number. Let's go to the phone lines. Carol in Salem, Oregon, KYKN, our great affiliate. Carol, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm an elderly lady. I'm 89. So, and I've been a Republican for a lot of years. I'm very conservative. But I am sick to death, Todd, of all the comments about, you know, we have to do this so it never happens again. And no one is above the law. But nothing ever happens. I want charges filed, and I want people arrested, and I want people to go to jail. I'm sick and tired of nothing's going to change until there are some repercussions. I feel so strong about it.
Carol, I'm with you on this. I'm a person who believes in the rule of law. And if in fact there is evidence that Obama did this, then I think he belongs in jail. And again, there is no statute of limitations when it comes to treason. So I say lock the guy up. If you've got the evidence, again, by the book, Carol, then throw the guy in jail.
That's true. That's exactly the way I feel. And all of his, the consortium of people, they had all of his cronies around him. You know, Hillary Clinton is as guilty as the day is long.
Wow.
People need to pay a price for the stuff that they've done. And just a hearing and to say, well, we've got to do this so it never happens again. Well, it never happens. It continues to happen because they don't take any. They have the hearings, but then it just stops.
Carol,
I want people to pay a price for their criminal acts.
Carol, I think we have a problem, a big problem in this country when it comes to the deep state. And this goes back to just, I want you to think about this for just a moment, all right? The Republicans are in charge of everything and have been since President Trump put his hand on the Bible back in January, okay? We still don't have any information about the JFK files. The MLK files just got released. RFK Jr. files, we don't have those. We don't have any intel on the J6 pipe bombers. We don't have any intel on the guy who tried to kill President Trump in Butler County, PA. And it's very clear that our government was involved in trying to overthrow Donald J. Trump's presidency. That we have a big problem in this country, and I'm not sure if we're going to be able to dismantle this apparatus, but it ought to cause you to really think long and hard about what kind of a country we live in right now.
I know. We need some action against these people, though, Todd. It's not going to change. It is not going to change until somebody goes to jail. They did all this to Donald Trump, and he was innocent. Do you just think of all the times that Eric Trump was subpoenaed and had to go to court? The average person couldn't afford an attorney to take care of that kind of a litigation all the time.
And that's true, Carol. And a lot of those folks, and thank you for the call, Carol, and a lot of those folks cannot afford. I mean, there have been a lot of people that have had to get attorneys because they were accused of doing something they did not do with this administration. So, Carol, I think you're absolutely right about that. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I got to tell you, folks, when you look at what's happening around not just the nation but around the world, how all this unrest, it has an impact on your savings and your retirement accounts. I mean, that's just the reality of it, especially if you are fully invested in, say, the stock market and or a 401k. Which is one of the reasons why I've been all about diversifying your savings accounts and your retirement accounts. That's why I turn to Vault US Gold. They are the premier experts in protecting retirement savings with gold and silver IRAs. They have an incredible team, top rated, and they make it so easy and fast to roll over your IRAs into gold or silver. They're going to give you a shield against economic chaos. That's what it's all about. And they're going to keep your future and your retirement on solid ground. So here's what I want you to do. Give them a call. They're not going to hard sell you at all. They want to send you a free guide to show you how it all plays out. VaultUSGold.com/Todd Stearns. That's VaultUSGold.com/Todd Stearns. Or you can give them a call, 833-511-4653. That number again, 833-511-4653. We'll be right back.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Tripp just writing in on one of our social media pages says, Todd, Carol, who shared that she was, 89 years old, Carol just nailed it. I don't care who it may get, but the hammer must fall. I'm wondering, ladies and gentlemen, do you agree with that assessment? Do you believe that if all the evidence is there, that Obama and Hillary and everybody else needs to go to jail? 901-260-5926. Now, the new information that Tulsi Gabbard put out just earlier this morning is just insane, and I want to read this. This was all declassified today. As of September 2016, I'm reading from one of the declassified documents I've got. As of September 2016, the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service had Democratic National Committee information that President Obama and party leaders found the state of Secretary Clinton's health to be extraordinarily alarming and felt it could have a serious negative impact on her election prospects. Her health information was being kept in strictest secrecy, and even close advisors were not being fully informed, kind of like Joe Biden. Maybe that's where they got the idea, figuring if they could do that to Hillary, then they could certainly do that to Biden. Anyway, the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service possessed DNC communications that Clinton was suffering from intensified psycho-emotional problems, including uncontrolled fits of anger, aggression, and cheerfulness. Why, hi, Bill. How are you today? You just look, die, Bill, die. Could you imagine living in that household? No wonder Bill Clinton wanted to fly on Jeffrey Epstein's airplane. Jeez, the loo. Wow. Clinton was placed on a daily regimen of heavy tranquilizers. And while afraid of losing, she remained obsessed with the thirst for power. Holy cow. Do you realize in that debate, Donald Trump's life was in danger. Hillary could have just flipped a switch, and the next thing you know, she's like a pouncing on him like a puma. The Russian Foreign Service also had information that Clinton suffered from type 2 diabetes, heart disease, deep vein thrombosis, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The woman was, she had one foot in the grave. So anyway, look, the Russians had all this information, and nobody knew about it until just a little while ago. And this goes back to what Obama said yesterday, putting out the statement. And I want to read the statement to you here. Obama says Trump's accusations are outrageous and bizarre, but he didn't call them a lie. All of this coming from a spokesman. I want to read the statement to you from Obama. Out of respect for the office of the presidency, our office does not normally dignify the constant nonsense and misinformation flowing out of this White House with a response. But these claims are outrageous enough to merit one. These bizarre allegations are ridiculous and a weak attempt at distraction. From the NBC News report, when reporters on Tuesday asked Trump about the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, he pivoted to what he called Obama's criminality. After, as a matter of fact, we've got President Trump. Let's take a listen to that.
If you look at that, those papers, they have them stone cold, and it was President Obama. It wasn't lots of people all over the place. It was them, too. But the leader of the gang was President Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him? And except for the fact that he gets shielded by the press for his entire life, that's the one they... Look, he's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say, let's give it time. It's there. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries.
So the president's fired up about all this. You know, going back, though, to Obama's statement, and again, it's not a crime. It's not a crime to lie to the media. All right? It is not a crime. So a lot of people do it. So Obama could have gotten out there and he could have said, oh, yeah, this is all just a big lie. None of this is true. But he didn't say that. As a matter of fact, nowhere in the statement does Obama say that it's a lie. He calls it outrageous, but that's it. So it does make you wonder why Obama's statement was not matter of fact, that Donald Trump is a liar and all of this is untrue. He could have said that, but he didn't. It does make you wonder what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Don Brown. He wants to beat Tom Tillis and be the next senator in the great state of North Carolina. So we're going to be talking to Don about that. I am telling you, we've got to start rooting out these rhinos up on Capitol Hill. And Don's a good guy. It's going to be a tough race for him, but we'll have a good conversation with him. Also, Liz Peek from Fox News drops by. Charlie Kirk, this is interesting. This story coming out, Charlie Kirk is going to be co-hosting Fox and Friends this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, would you like to see Charlie Kirk as one of the regular co-hosts of Fox and Friends weekend? I think they're having some issues with the numbers. I mean, they're still the number one cable news network, but, you know, it's summertime. People are turning off the TV. What are you going to do? They want to go out on vacation. People get tired of all the bad news all the time. So anyway, Charlie Kirk is going to be making an appearance on Facts and Friends as a co-host this coming weekend. By the way, speaking of awesome shows, you gotta watch Newsmax tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern. We have a jam-packed show. By the way, President Trump is going to be speaking around 5 o'clock, so that may preempt some of the program. But you're going to want to watch Newsmax. Millions of you are doing that already, joining our news revolution, which is why we are now the fourth highest rated news channel, knocking on CNN's door. It's pretty exciting. Reuters says we're one of the top news brands in America, 40 million Americans watching Newsmax. You can also download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone or TV. You can start watching today. President Trump says Newsmax is really terrific. Again, get that free Newsmax app. And also, if you're interested in Newsmax shares, well, just check out the New York Stock Exchange. NewsmaxInvest.com is the website address there. Again, that's NewsmaxInvest.com. All right, we're going to be taking your calls as well. And again, write down our telephone number. You will need this, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We have a great story up on our website, and you got to go watch. You got to go read it. It's a feel good story. There's a teenager out in Long Island, New York, and he was at a summer military style Spartan camp up in Vermont. Was so inspired by the military guys that he opened up a summer business. He's a chef, this kid, and he's selling smash burgers. And all of the military veterans, if you're a military veteran, you eat free of charge. That's right. He doesn't charge military veterans. and he takes about 10% of his profits, and he gives that to the Gary Sinise Foundation. It's just a terrific story. We've got that over at toddstearns.com. Go read the story. Watch the TV interview. You're going to love it. And it's just going to make you feel proud to be an American. All right, folks, we have to take a quick break here. Again, our number, 901-260-5926, toddstearns.com. Go check it out. Be sure to donate. Help our good friends in Texas. We'll be right back, America.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program. What an honor to have you with us today. I want you to write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling in today. 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926. Also, just a reminder, ToddStearns.com. We are knocking on the door of $20,000 raised to help Texas flood victims, and we need your help. If you go right now to our website, you will see our red Help Texas Disaster Relief button. Click on that and you'll be able to donate. $50 will help one family. $500, you're going to be helping 10 families. And hear me on this, folks. The people in the Hill Country need every single bit of this help and more. And, of course, our good friends from Food for the Poor, Samaritan's Purse, are all boots on the ground, and they are working around the clock to help people rebuild and recover in the aftermath of those horrifying floods. So, again, ToddStearns.com. And in the next hour, we're going to be announcing the names of all of the new folks that have been giving and donating to our effort. Well, I want to go right now to our Patriot Mobile newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend Don Brown, wants to be the next senator from the great state of North Carolina. Don, hope you're doing well today.
Todd, I'm doing great, and the kudos to you and your folks there for taking care of those victims down in Texas. It's about who we are as Christians, and I know you guys are on the front line, so y'all help Todd out and help his organization out to get some money to our Texas flood victims. So I really appreciate you for that.
BrownForNC.com is the website, folks. Again, BrownForNC.com. And Don, there's a lot of folks that are talking about throwing their names into the hat, but you've already done that. And you call yourself the America First candidate in North Carolina. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, Todd, one of the things that we look at is track record. And, of course, I jumped in the race before Senator Tillis backed out. People didn't want to jump in. You've got an establishment incumbent, a rhino incumbent with millions of dollars, so we jumped in. But that really has to do with my track record. Really, for the last 10 years, I've been a defender of President Trump, you know, was involved with our Secretary of Defense now, Pete Hegseth, and rules of engagement issues. President has pardoned two of my clients who were prosecuted for political reasons. One, First Lieutenant Clint Lawrence, who was the 82nd Airborne Paratrooper in Afghanistan. His men got in the firefight with Taliban. The Obama administration's Pentagon prosecuted him, and he got 20 years for murder. And Pete Hegseth and I worked together when Pete was still at Fox to get a pardon from President Trump. Also have represented some J6 Patriots, and a young man, Elliot Bechet, received a pardon as well, the youngest of the J6 Patriots, and all Elliot did was go into the Capitol and back. So I've got a track record there, and also during the 2020 election steal, I worked very closely with Sidney Powell, who's endorsed our campaign, and I've seen a lot of the shenanigans that went on, and I've often said that if anybody believes Joe Biden got 80 million votes, I've got some, you know, tropical beachfront property in the Aleutians, I'll sell them. And finally, I'll say that our campaign has been endorsed by a number of patriots, one of the most prominent being the 24th National Security Advisor of the United States, General Mike Flynn. So that's a long way to answer your question. What do you mean, America first? I hope it wasn't too long, but it is America first, America always. And our Constitution begins with the words, we, the people of the United States, not we, the people of the United Nations, or the One World Order, or anything else, but we, the people of the United States. We got to get back to our constitutional roots.
Don, speaking of constitutional roots, over the past, 72 hours, we have been reading with great attention the declassified documents surrounding the Russia collusion story. Want to get your take on what we now know.
Well, first off, hands, kudos to the DNI, Tulsi Gabbard, for having the courage and the conviction to declassify these documents. I was speaking with our friend Grant Stinchfield last night on REL and made the point there. I'll make it again now. Thanks to Pam Bondi, we basically have a paper trail, which is a smoking gun evidence of Barack Obama's direct involvement in an illegal conspiracy, in my judgment, to undermine the results of the 2016 presidential election. We know when you look at the basic flashpoints of that paper trail that on September 12, 2016, the then DNI director James Clapper signs a memo indicating that our adversaries, namely Russia and others, do not have the technological ability or the will to interfere from a cyber optic standpoint in the upcoming elections. That started to change around October 7th, the same day they dropped the Billy Bush thing. Some of this was coordinated. Clapper then says, along with the DHS, maybe they may try. But then when President Trump wins the election and shocks the world on November 8th, the Democrats go into a panic. So the next flashpoint is a meeting on December 9th in the White House Situation Room with President Obama and his DNI lackeys, from Clapper to Comey, to Susan Rice, the whole bunch. And even though internal three-letter agency memos from the FBI and DNI and CIA and others were holding to the original assessment that the Russians did not have the ability, Obama then wants a change of narrative. That comes over to January 5th with a meeting in the White House when he basically instructs that there be a change in narrative. And then on the 17th of January, just before President Trump is sworn in, there is an official change from the three-letter agency's position that now Russia did interfere. And on the final day of Obama's administration, January the 20th, the morning that President Trump will be sworn in, Susan Rice then writes this what we call CYA type of memo saying Obama wanted it done, quote-unquote, by the book. On the very day of the change of the administration, she's trying to cover her tracks. Then Comey initiates officially crossed our hurricane a few days later, but it started with a Barack Obama. And now we have clear evidence of the former president's intent to use false information, manipulating three-letter agencies to undermine the results of an election under our constitutional republic, spreading over into the next administration. And I think, frankly, Pam Bondi has laid out, a paper trail which leads to a direct indictment. And don't forget, Todd, also, I said paper, Pam Bondi, I meant Tulsi Gabbard for Pam Bondi to indict, and I hope Pam will. But remember, just a few days before Tulsi declassified these materials, the CIA director, John Ratcliffe, referred the former CIA director, John Brennan, along with Jim Comey, for possible prosecution as well. So we are having two major agency heads now refer these cases to the Justice Department involving high-level Obama administration officials for what I contend is a direct and inexcusable and treasonous attack on the United States Constitution, Todd.
Well, Don, I hear you, and I have about five or six questions I wish I could have asked, but you have eaten through all of the time, so we're going to have to leave it there. Don, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks for having me. Hope to see you soon.
All right. let me just say, folks, that this program, we're all about having conversations with folks, and I wish we could do that, but a lot of times got to come up for air sometimes, as they say. All right, look, here's the deal. We're going to regroup, reset here, and we do have some breaking news to share with you. We're getting to your phone calls as well, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's head over to North Carolina. Gene. Hi, Gene. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Concerned me with one of the callers that called in a little bit early and was talking about if Obama may have been charged or something, that it may lose the black vote or something. I disagree with him. I feel like the people are more self-education, if nothing else, with all the outlets today. And I think that's why Trump even went back into office. I was starting to begin to think that maybe we've lost his country, but it showed there's still enough people that love his country. And I'm just thank the Lord that for two things. Trump, one thing, had the resources. He had resources to be able to fight this thing. And he was an old New York Bronx guy that would stand in the fight and go. And if it hadn't been, we would have changed this country. We would have had somebody else in there or something. If he hadn't stood up, thank God that God, I do believe God looked after him and put him there. But my concern is if we do not find the guilty party and they pay a price for this, it's never going to stop. Even from Hillary bleaching her computer and everything else. And I'm old enough, I can remember when Richard Nixon was impeached, or when he left. And the biggest thing that stuck with me from that time early on was there is nobody above the law in this country. What a great country. We've got to get back to that again, or it's not going to stop. People are not going to stop breaking into the bank. The door is left open all the time. There's no repercussions for it. So if it is Obama or if it's whoever, I want to make sure that when we have another good person that would run for the president, say, for example, I don't care if he's black or white, say Ben Carson, anybody that I truly would believe to be a good person may not have the resources and the mentality to fight that hard, and we would lose a good person. So it's got to be taken care of, whether we like it or not. And I get sick of hearing them saying, oh, let's just look forward, that's not look backwards. No, we got to correct backwards and then go forward.
You know, Gene, I'm with you on that. I don't think we lose the black vote or anybody else's vote. I mean, we're talking about the rule of law here. And if all of this information is accurate, and I have no reason to doubt that it's, you know, not accurate, then Obama and many of the other Democrats in control committed great crimes. I mean, some of the worst in American history, going all the way back to Benedict Arnold. So, yeah, I think those people need to be held accountable.
I do too. And people still exist in this country. I made a point when we're going through all the Black Lives Matter, different things going on. If I stopped anywhere, I travel a lot. I'm a military contractor and I go. But I made a point if I went and got gas or anything, I would talk to anybody, no matter what color their skin were, who they were. And I reached people and everybody felt the same. We were all on the same side to do the right thing. So I think it's a myth. And certainly you're going to have sheep out there that is going to follow the crowd or whatever. But I still think there's enough good American-loving patriots in this country that will do the right thing. But we've got to make accountability for this stuff or it will never stop.
Yeah, well said, Gene. Thank you for calling in today. Let's go to Luke in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Luke. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mr. Todd. I'll be real quick about this. I have a question to ask you. You know, they've been covering up Butler and all this stuff. Do you think Obama might have something to do with this, trying to assassinate Trump?
No, I don't think so. I really don't. I think that, now I will say this, I do think that the shooter may have had some sort of ties or connections to the CIA or the government. So there were this guy had far too many connections, and there were far too many coincidences. You know, his ties to CIA agents or where the CIA did their training, talking about the gun club that he was a member of. But I don't think Obama had anything to do with that, Luke.
Okay. I was just wondering because it could be one of, it might even be one of these guys that's on this list that they're going after for this, you know. I mean, who knows? I was just, you know, throwing it out there.
Let me say, right, well, Luke, I'm glad you did, and I'm glad you called to ask, you know, and again, you never know. But I don't think he had anything to do with it. There's been no evidence of that. So, but again, I think there's just so much out there that Trump is trying to expose. And it does concern me that we don't know a lot about the Butler County shooter, the gunman, his ties to the CIA, his ties to the government. Thomas Matthew Crooks is his name, and nobody wants to talk about this guy. Nobody at all. And again, it's sort of shocking that even to this date, we still have no information coming out of the Justice Department, nothing coming out of the FBI, aside from the FBI agents who got punished. So it does make you wonder, what is it that they don't want the American people to know about this guy, a 20-year-old? What is it about him that they don't want us to know? It is a fair question. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Oh, by the way, Whoopi Goldberg, just a few moments ago on The View, giving homage to her Lord and Savior, Barack Hussein Obama, also known as Chicago Jesus.
A sitting president just accused a former president of treason. Now, do people realize how serious an allegation this is? And for me, didn't the Supreme Court, under the guidance of this president, say that presidents have immunity? So that would mean that nothing Obama did, because you didn't say no, that only you have immunity. You said presidents. So this means you have no right to try to take him to court, because he did what he did as president. So how does that work? Is it only you who is clear, or are they all clear? In which case, President Biden might be, you know, kicking some new stuff up to you, too. Because if you say nobody has immunity, or everybody, you have to decide which way you're going to go.
So anyway, Whoopi is defending Barack Obama here. I will say that Obama is scared. I would say that a lot of people in Obama's circle are scared, because that statement that they put out yesterday was nothing. There was absolutely no denial in the statement that was released. So Trump has thrown everybody off their game, and they know that they're in trouble, and they're trying to figure out, okay, how do we play this, and what's the messaging here? So I'm telling you right now that things are not looking good for Obama, and I suspect a lot of these folks that have been mentioned, from Clapper, Comey on down, they're looking at hiring attorneys right now. That's how crazy this is. Let's go to Jerry in Gainesville, Georgia. Hi, Jerry. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just wondering, the young man who shot President Trump in the ear was wondering what religion he would be. Would he be Catholic, Muslim, or Hispanic, or just an old Southern Baptist? What would entice him to what kind of religion he would be to want to do what he did?
You know what? There hasn't been a lot released. I don't think it was a Baptist. There hasn't been a lot released about the religion and whether or not his religious beliefs motivated him. We just don't know a lot. And that bothers me, Jerry, because we ought to know a lot by now. I mean, we ought to know who this guy was and what his true motivation was. So, Jerry, we'll look into that for you. Appreciate calling. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Hang tight, folks. This is the Todd Stern Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Sunfresh at 31st and Prospect is struggling. This is the first section people see when they come in. There's barely any produce. A lot of the coolers and shelves around the store look the same way, empty. So shoppers have been asking us, if the store isn't closing, then where is all the food?
A rotten smell comes through the door, and anywhere you turn, you'll see products that need to be restocked. No hot food or deli.
Now, I watch people walk in and walk out.
The grocery store has received financial assistance from the city, but has been unable to keep those shelves stocked in an area that in the past has often been referred to as a food desert.
Around here, a good thing don't last too long.
And it will impact a lot of people and a lot of families.
The city owns the Linwood Shopping Center. A nonprofit operates the grocery store.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That report out of Kansas City, where they actually have a grocery store that is run by the government, and the cupboards are bare, as they say. Just something to think about, all you folks listening to us in New York City, as the next mayor, Zohran Mamdani, wants to replace all of your locally owned, privately owned grocery stores with government-controlled grocery stores. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our good friend Liz Peek. You can go to her website, lizpeek.com. Great content there. And Liz, I know you have a piece up talking about Mamdani's policies, how they're totally wrong and wacko.
They really are wacko. I love this one, though. I love the idea that the government takes over grocery stores, and presumably, I mean, the context for this is the privately run grocery stores are gouging consumers. They're raising their prices unacceptably. There's not enough competition, et cetera. Obviously, Mamdani has no idea that the grocery margins on grocery stores are among the slimmest in industry. Why? Because there are so many competitors. It's a very tough business. But I want people to consider, in New York City, we have had some experience with government-run businesses. For example, legalized marijuana sales. Now, there's something where you would think a four-year-old could make a very successful business, since everyone in New York seems to be high and smoking dope all the time. And yet, it's been a complete failure. If they can't organize themselves to sell pot, I really don't think that they're going to be terribly successful in selling groceries. So this is a ridiculous idea. It is a collectivist idea, meaning it is a socialist program where the government takes over private enterprise. And anyone who really thinks that this could make private activities or private enterprise more efficient, please think about your local Department of Motor Vehicles or the last time you went into any government-run building and tried to figure something out. It's horrifying. Everybody knows that. And yet, here we are with someone convincing 22-year-olds that this is the way their life is going to become more affordable. Sorry, it isn't going to work.
I think it goes back to, you know, again, these young people are frustrated. Charlie Kirk did a sit-down interview with Tucker Carlson a few days ago, and just talking about how the economy is really bad for young people. They can't seem to, you know, to get out of their parents' homes. They can't afford to put those down payments on houses and things of that nature. And Charlie Kirk seems to think that all of that is leading to these young millennials and Gen Zers embracing somebody as radical as Mamdani. Are you buying into any of that?
Oh, I think that's true. I think that they've been educated to believe that capitalism is for the birds and is, leads to, I don't know, all those words that kind of come out of the mouths of teachers these days, colonization, exploitation, et cetera. Capitalism's terrible, so let's look for something else. And socialism is what pops up on their radar. Unfortunately, they have not learned that socialism has impoverished every single country where it has taken root. Obviously, Venezuela is sort of a poster child. Venezuela was once the fourth richest country in the world. People need to kind of take a measure of that and realize that with the election of Hugo Chavez, that country's path down socialism also meant down into poverty. And now it's one of the poorest nations in the world. It doesn't work. People are not incentivized to perform. But let me go back to this affordability issue. It is real. One of the reasons that I agree with President Trump that Jay Powell should cut interest rates is because our housing industry is completely stymied at high mortgage rates. The big jump in mortgage rates from 2-3% to now 6 or 7 means that the housing stock is frozen. No one wants to abandon their low mortgage home to move on into a bigger one. So there's not much for sale, and it is a real problem. Second big issue in cities like mine is that you have had this real sort of fatwa on new construction and just determination to drive up prices through permit delays, increased regulation. I'm on the board of an institution, and we have finally built a new building. It took almost 20 years, and the cost tripled during that period of time.
Wow. It's
a little bit like Jay Powell and the Federal Reserve. Well, guess what? It wasn't our fault. I mean, it was literally the case that the city every few years comes in with a whole new raft of building codes and building requirements and work rules and blah, 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 and every year the price went up. It was so horrifying. But that is a real problem in not only in New York. I mean, I've written pieces about trying to build something in San Francisco. It's almost ludicrously impossible. And so, of course, costs are terribly high. So, you know, you've got to sort of look at what the cost sources are and try and go after them. You can't just say, oh, blithely, you know, we're going to fix this by putting the government in charge. That's just the wrong approach entirely.
Oh, big, big time. And again, you know, there's the other issue of are these kids, are these generations, were they ever taught about budgeting and living within their means and, you know, understanding that, you know what, you may not be able to afford to live in the nicest part of town or to buy that big house. You may not be able to afford the $4 or $5 for a cup of coffee or the, you know, $15 avocado toast. I mean, all those things do kind of add up. And I remember as a kid, you know, that was one of the things my parents taught me was you've got a budget, and if you can't afford it, you can't buy it.
Yeah, that seems to be a conversation that few families have these days. And I would point you to something as profoundly important as having kids. All the concern about childcare. Well, you know, you're supposed to, if you can't figure out childcare, you really shouldn't expand your family. I mean, that's harsh, but it's true. And it used to be you saved up to send your kids to college. Well, then the government stepped in and said, oh, no, you can borrow endlessly to send your kids to college. These are sort of wrong track issues.
Right.
And families have to kind of get back to saying, all right, here's where we are. We'll save up. We can afford then to get married. We'll save up and we can afford to have a kid. We're not going to expect the government and our neighborhood community to step in and resolve our problems. We're going to do this on our own. But God, this self-reliance and sort of relying on your own capabilities, that is something about as antiquated as the dodo right now. I mean, just nobody really thinks about that.
It's true. Liz Peek joining us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, LizPeek.com. That's P-E-E-K, LizPeek.com. She has some great stories, including one about Pete Buttigieg, who I am shocked by this. According to what the Polymarket betting odds, he's ranked third as a possible presidential contender.
Yeah, it really just tells you how thin the bench is, right? I mean, it's horrifying. And by the way, Kamala Harris, who most people would expect to be first, is number six in that lineup. So that's pretty gruesome for her. You know, what's amazing to me is that the people who are most incompetent end up being most highly vaunted by the Democratic Party. I mean, look at Gavin Newsom. No one can tell me he has been a successful governor. No one's a successful governor who sees tens of thousands of people and businesses leave his state, not because there's earthquakes or something, but because of terrible policies. New York, the same thing. And yet, look at the Democratic leadership. It's all New York, right? You've got, you know, Hakeem Jeffries, who's just a complete loser, in my view, Chuck Schumer, and then sort of the new wunderkinds like AOC and Mamdani. What do they have to point to, Todd, that they have done right? Nothing. And so, you know, at some point, I would think the middle road Democrats, and I assume there are still some who have common sense as at least one of many parameters that guide their policymaking. Where are those people? Where are the people who are going to stand up and say, well, occasionally you hear one and they just get immediately clobbered by their peers. But, you know, it's just a pitiful thing. Pete Buttigieg really makes me laugh, though. He's just like the worst of the worst. Did absolutely nothing as transportation secretary at a time when, oddly enough, we actually needed someone to step into that role and be productive, and he was anything but.
And, of course, the big story, the New York Post had this yesterday, I believe. Pete Buttigieg spent $80 billion on diversity, equity, and inclusion grants while he delayed air traffic control upgrades. That's just unacceptable.
Yeah, no, it really is. And I posted, I'm sure most people think, well, what does that look like? How could you spend $80 billion on DEI? Well, I posted a couple of stories. It's things like rerouting, highways, because in the 1950s, the routes that were laid out were judged to be racist. I mean, it's pretty bizarre stuff, right? And I don't think most Americans are lying in bed at night worrying about the fact that some superhighway in the 1950s was injurious to some community. Maybe I'm wrong, but anyway, people should go on and look at that. It's just totally laughable, really.
Liz, we've got to leave it there. Always great stuff. And folks, go check out Liz's website, lizpeak.com, and you will enjoy all the great work there. Liz, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Todd. You're terrific.
All right. Golly, folks, you got to love Liz Peek. She does an amazing job and is a great, great storyteller and writer. Again, lizpeak.com. All right, we've got to take a break here. The hour's getting away from us. Don't forget, head over to my website during the break. We are somewhat confident we're going to hit our goal today, $20,000. We're about $2,000 shy, but today we think we're going to be able to hit that goal of $2,000. Help us help the Texas flood victims, and you can do that by going to toddstearns.com right now, and you can donate online. Again, that's toddstearns.com, and you can donate online. You can also call if you want to call in, phone in a donation. I want you to get out a pen, and you can write down this number, 855-348-4673. That's 855-348-4673. Of course, our fundraising effort all ramps up on Friday, but we could very well hit our goal today, raising $20,000 in less than 2 weeks, and it's really extraordinary. But you guys are an incredibly generous audience. I mean, what can I say? All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right. Man, the fallout over Stephen Colbert. People are really losing their minds over this and suggesting that CBS actually surrendered, waved the white flag, and said, you know what, Mr. President, we're really sorry that Stephen Colbert told jokes that offended you. That just simply did not happen. That is not based in reality. The fact of the matter is that Colbert's show was costing CBS News, get this, $40 million a year. They were losing $40 million a year on Colbert's show. So it's no surprise that this guy was given the heave-ho. Not only that, he was attacking his bosses pretty much nightly. So Kevin O'Leary was on CNN and just went off on all of this last night. Cut number two.
That's not very funny. That's the problem with him. He's not funny. And by the way, if the CBS bosses don't want to whack him, I'll do it for them. I'd fire that guy in 4 seconds if I were running the show there. Gone. And then let him litigate for his cash if he's worth 20, 30, 40. Let him wait 12 years through litigation and hire his own lawyers. That guy is dumb.
You know, it's interesting that, I mean, it's interesting that
Trump would fire him or want him fired because he's critical of Trump.
He just insulted his bosses. Like, what is this guy?
Whack him.
Whack him. No, it's true, though, right? I think that's ultimately it, is that the guy was a jerk. He wasn't a good employee, and he went on national television, and he said terrible things about his bosses. And at some point, the bosses are going to say, we don't need this. We don't need this headache. You're out of here. I mean, that's pretty much what happened. So Sunny Hostin over on The View just a little while ago, here's what she had to say.
It could be financial, and I don't know that it's purely political. It could be, but my concern is if it is political, then everyone should be concerned. People on the right should be concerned. People on the left should be concerned, because it's very clear that if it is political, this is the dismantling of our democracy. This is the dismantling of our Constitution, right? And so the First Amendment is the First Amendment for a reason, and that is freedom of the press, freedom of speech, freedom to speak truth to power. If that is taken away, if the comedians are being attacked, then that means our Constitution is being dismantled.
That's right.
That means the very rubric of our democracy is being dismantled.
Oh, girls, silly girls. Look, that is simply not accurate at all. As a matter of fact, the people that are being canceled as a direct result of their opinions happen to be comedians who are on the conservative side. And they have been canceled for years. By the way, Jerry Seinfeld, who I wouldn't necessarily say is a conservative, Jerry Seinfeld won't even go into college campuses to do concerts because of this cancel culture mob that's out there. So that's been around for a long time. It has nothing to do with conservatives at all. Conservatives don't have that much influence or power within Hollywood. But again, they're trying to take something that is a financial issue and turn it into something political because they want to attack Donald Trump. That's what they're trying to do here, but it's not working because it's simply not true. This was all about the finances and the fact that, and also there's a third factor here, is that Greg Gutfeld is now the number one late night TV talk show host. Now, what does that tell you? Well, it tells you that conservatives are tired of going to bed with somebody like Stephen Colbert, who's smacking them around and mocking them and making fun of them. And those viewers have just been driven away. What was it? Jay Leno, who was one of the hosts on the Tonight Show back in the day. And Leno said the reason why he steered clear of all of that stuff is because you're going to alienate half of your audience. It doesn't matter what the issue is. Half of your audience is going away. And Johnny Carson said, yeah, we never touched any of that nonsense. And why should? And Johnny Carson made a great point. He said, why would we? Why would, you know, is there a rule that says the late night TV host has to go out there and alienate the audience? No, of course not. Why can't you have 90 minutes of just fun and entertainment without the politics in late night? What's wrong with that? All right, got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. Don't forget, on the break, head over to ToddStearns.com. You have time to make a donation. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be saluting all of you who have donated gifts today. So you're going to want to go ahead and get your gift in there. ToddStearns.com. We'll be right back, everybody.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us today. I want you to write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling in. 901-260-5926. That is our telephone number. That's 901 260-5926. So Tulsi Gabbard at this hour is holding a press briefing at the White House, and she dropped a couple of big bombshells just moments ago. We're going to be playing some audio from Tulsi in just a moment. Dylan, just holler at me when we get that. I just sent you some info over there, so just holler at me when you're ready. Gabbard blowing the doors wide open on B.H. Obama. That would be Barack Hussein Obama. She says that there is irrefutable evidence that President Obama and his national security team directed the creation of an intelligence community assessment they knew was false. They knew it would promote this contrived narrative that Russia interfered in the 2016 election to help President Trump win, selling it to the American people as though it were true, and it was not. So Tulsi is just, she is going nuclear on everybody here. Obama's statement yesterday was very tepid, and he never denied anything. He said it was outrageous, but he never denied it. And if I'm the former president of the United States, and I know for a fact that I'm not a traitor to my country, you better believe that I'm going to be personally out there taking a stand and letting people know that this was all a load of hooey. But Obama didn't do that. He sent out some sort of a lackey to issue a statement that was not a denial. All right, here's Tulsi Gabbard.
At President Trump's direction and with the support and coordination with the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Rick Crawford, today we've released a declassified oversight majority staff report that was produced in September of 2020. The stunning revelations that we are releasing today should be of concern to every American. This is not about Democrats or Republicans. This has to do with the integrity of our democratic republic and American voters having faith that the votes cast will count. There is irrefutable evidence that detail how President Obama and his national security team directed the creation of an intelligence community assessment that they knew was false. They knew it would promote this contrived narrative that Russia interfered in the 2016 election to help President Trump win, selling it to the American people as though it were true. It wasn't. The report that we released today shows in great detail how they carried this out. They manufactured findings from shoddy sources. They suppressed evidence and credible intelligence that disproved their false claims. They disobeyed traditional tradecraft intelligence community standards and withheld the truth from the American people. In doing so, they conspired to subvert the will of the American people who elected Donald Trump in that election in November of 2016. They worked with their partners in the media to promote this lie, ultimately to undermine the legitimacy of President Trump and launching what would be a years-long coup against him and his administration. We're here today because the American people deserve the truth, they deserve accountability, and they deserve justice.
Yeah, we do, and I believe at the end of the day, that's where all of this is going. And it is going to be up to all of us. We are, everybody, the whole country, we're going to have to put on our big boy pants. And I suspect there are going to be a lot of conservatives out there who always, who will feel the same way. But there are going to be some out there who say, well, you know, maybe it's not worth it. Maybe we don't, you know, we don't want to go down this path. We're afraid that it might lead to rioting and it might lead to violence. I say, let it. Let the chips fall where they may. But if all of this is true, then we've got to stop talking and we've got to start doing. And let me say this, if all of this, and again, I believe everything that Tulsi Gabbard is telling us is the honest truth. But if it's not, then watch out, Republican Party, because you guys just lost your majority. I mean, it's really, that's the world that we're living in right now. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. As I promised, we want to give a shout out to some wonderful people that are out there donating money. You guys have gotten us almost to the $20,000 mark, and I think we're going to hit it today. I really do. I've been saying that for the past 3 days, though, Dylan, so maybe I'm jinxing us, but I think we're going to be there. We're about $2,000 off the mark. And so many of you have been giving to help our friends in Texas. And these are very practical things. Every single dollar you donate, every single dollar, hear me on this, every single dollar is tax deductible. And that's pretty awesome. And I know a lot of you folks aren't doing it because of the tax deduction. You want to do it because it's the right thing to do. And you want to, God's blessed you, and you want to bless these storm victims down in Texas. So anyway, ToddStearns.com is our website if you want to give. And I want to start out in Nashville and say thank you to Steve and Lisa. They made a one-time gift today of $100. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Lisa. Bobby in Columbus, $50. Kimberly, she doesn't tell us she's in the United States. We'll leave it there. We'll leave it at that. Kimberly giving us a $100 gift today. Susan, also in the U.S., giving us $150. Thank you for that, Susan. Jim in Atlanta, $50. Dan giving us $50. Kathy B. in Mississippi giving us $100. Thank you, Kathy. Here's Peter giving us a one-time donation of $100. And Tracy, $130 rather. Thank you for that, Tracy. Darlene giving us a one-time gift of $25. And folks, it doesn't matter how little, if it's just $5 or $10, it all adds up. And trust me, the Lord's going to bless you folks. I know it. Tim in Atlanta, $50. We've got Patricia giving us a $50 gift and Esteban giving us a $50 gift as well. Let's see here. Judy making a one-time gift of $200. Kathleen giving us a gift of $25. And John and Marion of Cleveland, $500. Wow, thank you so much. John and Marion, you have just helped 10 families by purchasing the emergency relief kit. So we just want to say thank you and God bless all of you who have donated today. And we certainly appreciate your kindness, your generosity. You can give by going right away to ToddStearns.com and you'll see the red banner there. All right, we've got a lot coming up. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. This is a weird story, and I don't understand Candace Owens. Has she gone completely off the deep end, everybody? You know, she used to be with Ben Shapiro's group, The Wire, The Daily Wire, which, by the way, that used to be like a go-to place for everybody. But I think, once again, one of the big problems with conservatives is that they try to add on instead of staying true to what they do, and they lose mission focus. They call it mission creep. So they lose focus on what they were supposed to be doing in the first place. But anyway, Candace Owens has now been filed papers on the French president, Emmanuel Macron, filing a lawsuit against Candace Owens. They describe her as a far-right podcaster. So why in the world is Macron suing Candace Owens? Well, it turns out that Candace Owens has been accusing Macron of being married to a man. In other words, the... In 2024, Owens, who was then working for Ben Shapiro, stated that she would stake her entire professional reputation on the fact that Brigitte Macron is a man and not a woman. Since then, Owens has repeatedly insisted that the French First Lady was indeed born a man. At one point, she even launched an 8-episode series called Becoming Brigitte to further examine the baseless conspiracy theory. Now, the lawsuit alleges that Candace Owens' claims are outlandish, defamatory, and far-fetched fictions, including that Mrs. Macron was born a man, stole another person's identity, and transitioned to become Brigitte. The other allegation from Candace Owens that Mrs. Macron and the president are blood relatives, committing incest. Golly, this is terrible. President Macron also was alleged to have been chosen to be president of France as part of a CIA operation. This is all coming from Candace Owens. and that the Macrons are committing forgery, fraud, and abuses of power to conceal their secrets. The lawsuit says the claims are demonstrably false, and Candace Owens knew they were. The lawsuit says this is nothing new for Owens. She built a brand on provocation, not truth. Owens labels herself as an independent investigative journalist while routinely peddling misinformation under the guise of legitimate reporting. She's promoted a range of conspiracy theories, including anti-vaccine falsehoods, long debunked anti-Semitic tropes such as blood libel and Holocaust distortion, going so far as to dismiss the atrocities of Joseph Mengele's medical experiments as mere propaganda. The Macron family, represented by a high-profile American law firm of Claire Locke, seeking damages, and they're demanding a jury trial. A spokesman for Owens told Mediaite she would respond to the lawsuit on Wednesday's episode of her podcast. I mean, it just seems to me all of this can be resolved in discovery, right? Mrs. Macron, please lift your skirt. Boom. Case over. So, I'm just saying. Now, I get it. I mean, I see why people are, you know, saying what they're saying about Mrs. Macron. She's not exactly, you know, classically beautiful. But, I mean, does that mean she's a man? I don't think so. But, again, it seems to me this should be a pretty simple thing to figure out. I will say this. I think the bigger story about Brigitte Macron is how she and the current president actually met. It's quite frankly a bit scandalous. I mean, if you want to talk about scandal, that would be the scandal. You know, she's 72. She's much, much older than her husband. And they actually met while she was a teacher back in the 1980s. She was teaching French and Latin at a high school, and that's where she met the future president when he was a student there. Again, she's much older. I think her son and Macron were actually friends. She was in charge of the after-school theater club that Emmanuel Macron attended when he was 15, alongside her daughter, who was in the club. My apologies, it was the daughter, not the son. Their relationship has attracted controversy as she is 25 years older than he is. And he was a minor. Macron has described it as a love often clandestine, often hidden, misunderstood by many before imposing itself. Sounds like a crime to me, but, you know, that's just me. Anyway, lots of controversy there, but, you know, instead of dealing with clearly an inappropriate relationship, Candace Owens decided to go down the path of she's a man, but I don't think she's a man. I think she's just she's a woman. You can't make it up. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Want to play some audio here. We were talking to Liz Peek about this earlier, the idea that the next mayor of New York City wants to take over control of the grocery stores. Here is a longer version of this report out of Kansas City about the government-owned grocery stores in that town.
Night. Store shelves are sitting empty at a Sunfresh market just a couple months after leaders approved hundreds of thousands of dollars to make sure this does not happen. This is over on 31st and Prospect, which many feared could become a food desert.
That's because there aren't many stores in the area. This map shows that when you zoom out, it's one of a few options in the area. But if you were to take it out completely, you can see some people may have to drive about 20 minutes away to get fresh produce. It's why the city approved more than $700,000 in May to keep it running and fully stocked.
So the big question here, what happened? KCTV5's Betsy Webster went to find out. To
be fair, not all the shelves are bare. There's plenty of non-perishable offerings. If you see behind me here, there's plenty of cleaning supplies. I saw a lot of canned food, boxed food like mac and cheese, even some frozen foods. The trouble is when you try to find anything fresh, refrigerated. This section here, that's where the cold cuts were. A woman just walked up and said, "Where's the meat?" And you know what? The produce section is even emptier. How would you feel if you saw a produce section like this?
It just makes me want to walk right back out. But I had to get something, so yeah, it's mind-boggling.
The whole point of the city's financial backing is to have fresh food options available in a neighborhood that's otherwise considered a food desert. Barely 3 months ago, the city agreed to release $750,000 immediately to assist.
I don't understand why the stocks haven't been refilled.
The CEO of Community Builders, the store's nonprofit operator, has said repeatedly in the past that he can't keep shelves well stocked if he doesn't have customers. And customers are scared off by crime and blight in the shopping center. He says that's the responsibility of the city, which is his landlord. KCTV5 went to City Hall to ask council members what happened to the money and got one no comment after another. Community Builders CEO has not addressed that question either.
I hope they get something fixed here so it'll be much better for the whole community.
I just ran into a regular customer who didn't want to talk on camera, but I asked him, you know, the shelves were empty here in April. We reported on that. They're empty again now. Did they fill back up at some point in the middle? He said, nope, it's been like this the whole time.
Wow. Again, just another example, ladies and gentlemen, of what you good people in New York City are going to have on your hands when you elect this guy, Zohran Mamdani, as your next mayor. And it's going to get ugly. And maybe that's the issue. It's going to have to get ugly. And maybe, just maybe, people will finally understand that communism simply will not work. Hey, I want to remind you of a big event coming up, and I want you to go to the website gunowners.org. I'm going to be delivering the keynote address at the Gun Owners of America Leadership Conference. That's coming up in August, 9th through the 10th in Knoxville. Going to be a lot of fun. Our good friends at Patriot Talk 920 are going to be there. We're going to just see a lot of good folks. You're going to meet a lot of incredible folks as well. And I'd love to meet you as well. So if you want information on attending, it's in Knoxville, beautiful area. There's a Buc-ee's nearby, if that's helpful. Gunowners.org if you want more information on attending the conference. That's gunowners.org. All right, got to take a quick break, folks. Don't forget, head over to our website, toddstearns.com, and you still have time to make a donation to our big Texas relief effort. We'll be right back. Snyder's grandfather created the In-N-Out Burger Empire some 80 years ago. It is a California institution, but now his granddaughter is heading due east, moving her family and part of the empire to Tennessee. In-N-Out, known for its fresh burgers, homemade fries, and Bible verses on all of its packaging, Snyder making national headlines with her announcement the other day.
There's a lot of great things about California, but raising a family is not easy here. Doing business is not easy here. Now, the bulk of our stores are still going to be here in California, but it will be wonderful having an office out there.
All right. Joining me now is Tony Strickland, a Republican state senator from California. Senator, I want to get to In-N-Out in just a moment here, but I want to go back to our reporter, Heather Myers. You heard her there in Pacific Palisades. I was struck by a couple of things. First of all, only 208 building permits have been granted. Well over 800 people are still waiting to have their permits issued. What's the holdup? What are you hearing?
Hearing that report makes me sick to my stomach. The bottom line is, I believe in private property rights. And when Gavin Newsom and Mayor Bass said we need to reimagine what we do in Palisades, and they originally just said that they wanted to bring urbanization, they wanted to bring high density, affordable housing. That's not why you live in Pacific Palisades. Some people like to live in suburban, you know, homes that are spread out, and they wanted to do this and reimagine a lot of suburbs in California. They have a war on automobile, let's face it. And as mayor of Huntington Beach, I pushed back, and we're in lawsuits because people in Huntington Beach wanted a suburban coastal community that they bought and paid for. And some people like suburban living. Some people like urban living. Nothing wrong with urban living. Some people like rural living. But, you know, what they're trying to do here in California is to urbanize the whole entire state and get you out of your automobile. And quite frankly, automobiles are part of the California culture. They have not been successful. There's a reason why California has the highest gas tax, the highest car registration fee. And when we spend money on transportation, it's on mass transit that the masses don't use. And they hardly ever spend money on relief for what 90% of the people do here in California, and that's ride the freeways and roads and highways.
You know, Senator, I want to go back to In-N-Out for a moment, because I think there's a connection here between what's happening. You've got In-N-Out leaving California, at least their HQ. I'm from Tennessee, and that would be like Dolly Parton leaving Tennessee or Coca-Cola leaving Atlanta, something of an earthquake. I'm wondering what the news is out there in California that the In-N-Out folks are going to be heading to the South.
Well, we have a lack of leadership here in California, both the legislature and the governor. I think we're one leader away from prosperity in California, but currently this governor is a disaster. If I was governor, I would be in a crisis situation. In-N-Out is an institution in California, and I have to say I'm not surprised, because what the leader of In-N-Out said, it's hard to raise a family here, and it's really hard to do business in California. Think about, we've lost Hewlett-Packard, Carl's Jr., In-N-Out, Tesla, Chevron, Oracle, Charles Schwab. When's it going to stop? Well, when is a governor going to have a crisis situation to say this needs to stop? We live in an oasis. I don't know if you've been to California. I live in Huntington Beach, probably one of the best places in the world to live. And people are leaving the middle of what we call an oasis. Just recently, last week, my wife said, where are we going to go on our vacation? I said, well, everybody in the world comes to where we live. But people are leaving for the first time since the gold rush in California. More people are leaving the state than coming in. And it's not because of our weather. Everybody loves the weather here. It's an oasis. But people are leaving to go to Texas and Tennessee and Florida because of the lack of leadership from our governor, our supermajority in the legislature. I do think prosperity is one leader away here in California. But until we wake up, we're going to continue to lose these jobs here in the state. And really, the California legislature and Governor Newsom have become an economic development agency for Texas and Tennessee and Florida. They should give the Chamber of Commerce award from there to Governor Newsom, to be quite candid.
Yeah, I hear you. And you're right. It's a beautiful state. I love going out there on vacation and visiting folks. But to live there, that's a whole different ball of wax. So I understand why people are leaving. My question, though, before we wrap this up, what are the Republicans doing to fix this? I mean, we've got a great message. How do we get that message to the good people of California?
Well, the reason why I ran for the state Senate, I was a senator 12 years ago. It's not that I wanted the title. I already had the title. I'm here to try to turn this state around. I do think that there is strong leadership here, but a lot of our citizens are leaving. I don't blame them, but a lot of them are leaving. The jobs are leaving the state of California. We need to get back to common sense. We need to get back to the basics here in terms of public safety, making people feel safe, infrastructure spending, and making a more business-friendly environment. We don't have to outdo other states, but if we're in the ballpark, people will come to California because of our weather. But again, I think we're one leader away from prosperity here to make California golden again. And it's up to us to offer a different vision. And I think we have gone past that tipping point here in California. And I do believe our best days are in the future, because I believe that leader is emerging here in California.
All right. Again, that's State Senator Strickland from the great state of California. So we shall see how things play out there. Some breaking news. Tulsi Gabbard talking to White House reporters just a few moments ago, and she is now confirming that she has referred criminal prosecution of President Barack Hussein Obama to the Justice Department. This coming out just moments ago. Emily Jashinsky from Unheard asked the question if she believes any of this new information implicates former President Obama in criminal behavior.
Gabbard says we have referred and will continue to refer all these documents to the Department of Justice and the FBI to investigate the criminal implication of all this. The follow-up question for even former President Obama, and Gabbard says, correct. She says the evidence we found and that we released directly point to President Obama leading the manufacturing of this intelligence assessment. So Gabbard has clearly dumped all of this into the lap of Pam Bondi, and right now the Justice Department isn't saying anything about anything. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So yesterday on Newsmax, our good friend Josh Jones was asked to weigh in on this crazy story about the Democrat Party, James Carville writing an essay just obliterating the Democrats and saying that, quite frankly, they are in the middle of a civil war. Let's take a listen.
Josh, good to have you with us. So Hunter's saying James Carville, David Axelrod, Obama, they stuck their noses where they shouldn't have. This is the same guy who got a job at Burisma. He knew nothing about natural gas. He just got a job because of who his father was, for crying out loud.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. This meltdown of an interview that we've seen from Hunter Biden was the most honesty we've seen from a Biden in years. It's just absolutely all over the place. And, what you can really boil this down to is what's left of the Biden administration or the Biden inner circle is lashing out at Hollywood and their allies who think they didn't do their part. But that's just one part of the many reasons they lost this last election.
You know, it does make you wonder, though, Josh, what impact Biden, his son, his family are going to have for the future of the Democrat Party.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair question. Biden was the last Democratic president. I don't think he's very popular anymore. And so we'll see how this plays out. I think this is Hunter just lashing out. And it's just a total meltdown of an interview. He's just totally unhinged and honestly kind of reflective of where the Democrats are at right now. They don't know what they are.
You know, we mentioned James Carville, and he wrote an op-ed for the New York Times. My fix for confused and leaderless Democrats is what he wrote there, describing the Democrat Party as a, quote, cracked out clown car. Is that a pretty good assessment of where the Democrats are right now?
I mean, if you look at the Hunter Biden interview, I would say that's pretty accurate. But the Democrats, yeah, I mean, they don't know what they are right now. They don't have a leader. They got wiped out in the 2024 election. And they've been clinging to these different issues, trying to find something to rally around. And they really haven't done that. And I think Democrats should be worried heading into the 2026 midterms about what they're going to run on.
Yeah, there's another quote from Carville's piece. Guys, if we can put this up on the screen. The Democrat Party is steamrolling towards a civilized civil war. It's necessary to have it. It's even more necessary to delay it, which makes no sense at all. But I do wonder here. I don't think there's anything civilized about this. I mean, this is getting downright ugly.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. I mean, the Democrats, they're really trying here. They're very desperate to try and find a new identity. If you look at New York, if you look at some of these other primaries that are happening around the country, there's clearly a divide within the party of your more traditional blue dog Democrats and your socialists. We'll see which path they pick. But either way, they're still going to lose more than likely. But it'd be interesting to see who they pick.
Yeah, I want to take a look at some polling here. This is from CNN. Democrats' approval rating now underwater. CNN poll shows just 28% of Americans view the Democrats favorably. The lowest mark for the Democrats in the history of CNN's polling. That goes all the way back to 1992. So Josh, what does this mean for Republicans? Traditionally, the party that wins the White House loses the midterms. Do you think they might be able to buck the trend here?
That's what I'm hoping for, and I think that's what we're on course for as of right now. But my message to Republicans, both elected officials and voters, is don't take your foot off the gas. You should run like you're 10 points behind, not 10 points ahead. And this is a real opportunity for the Republican Party to deliver on President Trump's agenda by holding Congress in next year's midterms. So my message is keep your foot on the gas, get out and vote next year, and then we'll carry on with the Trump agenda from there.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Trust you're doing well today. By the way, they've sentenced that guy, the guy responsible for killing those four college kids. Brian Koberger is his name. This is a terrible story. The Idaho kids. Anyway, found guilty and going to be life in prison. The families of the victims got to address this guy. And God bless the sister of one of the victims. And here's what she had to say. Cut number four, please.
The truth is, the scariest part about you is how painfully average you turned out to be. The truth is, you're as dumb as they come. Stupid, clumsy, slow, sloppy, weak, dirty. Let me be very clear. Don't ever try to convince yourself you mattered just because someone finally said your name out loud. I see through you. You want the truth? Here's the one you'll hate the most. If you hadn't attacked them in their sleep, in the middle of the night, like a pedophile, Kaylee would have kicked your ass. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Wow. That was beast level, beast mode right there. Kaylee Gonclave's sister, Kaylee, one of the ones who was killed by this guy. I mean, this psychopath. And you heard the sister there, Olivia, speaking directly to Brian Koberger. And the guy just sits there, you know, just has a blank look on his face. You know, I understand life in prison and you want to make the guy suffer and all that. I get that. But why not just go ahead and execute these people, right? Execute the guy. He's guilty. He did it. Why not just go ahead and send him off to the lake of fire? So anyway, some of these statements coming from the families of the victims, I mean, this is ferocious stuff. And I'm trying to call up the, I want to make sure I get the exact quote correct here. Oh, yes, this is Kaylee's mother. So you heard from the sister. This is Kaylee's mother reading a statement for her child. And the guy apparently was a straight-A student, apparently. She said, you may have gotten A's in college, but you're going to be getting D's in prison. Oh, my. Jeez, aloo. That's some. Oh, my. Okay. Wow. There you go. So we'll keep you updated on the developments out of there. The courtroom actually applauded. The entire courtroom audience applauded when the mom said that. Unbelievable. This guy is just super creepy. And what a horrible, horrible tragedy. But he gets life in prison. Life was spared. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Don't forget, folks, we have a jam-packed show coming up today, 5 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock on the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax. President Trump also expected to speak and will be carrying the president's remarks live as well. Also, I want to encourage you, if you haven't already done so, you got to do this. I joined, and I'm so happy I joined. I'm loving all these great discounts I'm getting. It's the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. And you may say, Todd, you're not old enough to retire yet. No, I know, because it's not just for retirees. AMAC is for all freedom-loving patriots from the age of 18 on up. So it doesn't matter how old you are, you can join AMAC, and you can take advantage of all of their great discounts, their incredible magazine, and all these other great resources, and you're going to be a part of a growing patriotic community as well. So go check them out. They've got a page just for our audience, which is pretty awesome, amac.us/darns. That's amac.us/darns, and all the information is there. It's just a few dollars a year. I mean, it's really so inexpensive. But the benefits you're going to get from AMAC are just simply off the charts. So go check them out, amac.us/darns. And trust me, folks, you're going to be so glad you did. I love my discounts, and I love the magazine, too. They've got some really, really great writers. All right. Wow. This has just been an insanely weird day. A lot of breaking news coming out surrounding Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. And we're going to keep you updated on all of this. And we're also going to keep everybody honest because there's a lot of stuff flying around out there that's not true. So we're, you know, our team, we know how to get to the bottom of a story, and we're going to do our best to bring you the most accurate information surrounding Obama, Hillary, James Clapper, even Joe Biden has been implicated in all of this. But there's a lot of moving parts here, and you need to understand Donald Trump wants justice, and what Donald Trump wants, Donald Trump deserves. They nearly killed this man, not once, but twice. And it's time to get to the bottom of all of this. We've got to go after the criminals, and they have to pay. I mean, it really is that simple. They have to pay. And it's going to be hard. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be, there will be difficult days, no doubt about it. But we have to do it. There's no other way. We have got to do it. And I think a lot of people are now finally coming to terms with all of that. So anyway, we're going to get you through it, folks. We're going to keep smiling, keep laughing, be hopeful. It's not the end of the world here. This only makes America stronger. All right, got to run. ToddStearns.com. Be sure to help out our friends in Texas. We're ramping it up on Friday, so get your donations in right now. All right, folks, got to leave it there. Be good, America.